Well, are you getting a thrill out of this, Robby?
Oh, gee, Timmy, am I excited. What do you suppose George Washington would say if he saw us crossing the Delaware River on this swell bridge, huh?
And look what the other end of the bridge runs into, fella. And that's some village?
I'll say. Philadelphia Pa.
That's Philadelphia Penna, not Pa.
Oh, Penna.
Yeah, the city of brotherly love.
That's lots bigger than Elizabeth, New Jersey, ain't it?
Certainly is, all right.
It certainly is. Gee, Jimmy, don't people ever get lost in a town this big?
Don't worry, fella. Ain't I, would you?
Oh, Jimmy, I ain't scared.
Come on, look.
What?
Here comes a real thrill for you.
What's that?
We're getting near the middle of the bridge. I'll slow down.
Why? What's the matter? What?
Now, get ready. Hold tight. There. Now, there. Do you feel anything?
No. I don't think so.
You don't feel no different?
I know, Jimmy. I feel just the same. Why?
Do you know what happened to you just now?
No, what?
You just crossed over the state line.
On a level? A state line, huh? Now that you tell me, I do feel something, kind of funny like...
Why, certainly.
I certainly do. I was never in a water state in New Jersey before.
Do I take you places?
You certainly do, Jimmy. The first time I ever crossed a state line. Ain't there something a fella does when he does that?
All right, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, shouldn't a fella maybe make a wish or cross his fingers or something?
Make a wish? Nah, I never heard of nothing like that.
I wish my grandma was here. She'd know what to do. She knows all them things.
Well, I know you don't make no wish.
Well, how do you know that?
Didn't you just wish your grandma was here?
Yeah, well, what?
Well, she ain't here, is she?
No, of course she ain't, Jimmy.
And what's the use of making a wish?
Well, that's right.
Why, certainly.
I did make a wish and it didn't work. Maybe there ain't nothing to them things, huh? Or maybe I didn't say it right.
Well, maybe you didn't. But be very careful, Robbie, what kind of wishes you make, see?
Hey, look. Here we're driving right off this bridge and into Philadelphia. See, I feel like I'm in a foreign country.
Well, don't leave none of these Philadelphiaites ever hear you say that. They're Americans too, you know, just like Elizabeth.
Well, this United States is a big country, huh, Jimmy?
And right here's where these United States was born. Right in the city of brotherly love.
What do you mean the United States was born here?
Well, never mind. I'll show you that later.
I guess all big cities is pretty much alike, ain't they?
Oh, sure. You're going to see something in this place, Robbie.
Well, Jimmy, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a town where I got to get a haircut.
What? A haircut?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, Jimmy, you know, it's kind of long.
What's the matter with barbershops in Elizabeth?
Well, we was in such a hurry to leave, and I was so excited, you know, saying goodbye to Elizabeth and all, and I forgot about the haircut.
You're talking about haircuts. Just stop and think about our bankroll. How much we got left?
Well, let's see. We had $5 in Camden, and we spent $1.80 for that food that we didn't eat because the guy...
Well, never mind. Let that go. What's the grand total?
Well, then we spent 60 cents for gas and oil and 45 cents for sandwiches. That leaves, let me see, $2.15.
And we can't afford no haircut.
Well, of course, there ain't no real hurry. I didn't mean I had to get one right now.
Now, wait, Robbie. Wait a minute. Maybe it would make you feel better to have a haircut. I'll show you something. I told you this was a swell town, didn't I?
Yeah, well, why?
Well, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you how to get a haircut for nothing.
Oh, that would be swell. How do you know all them things?
I've been here in Philly before. Now, wait a minute now. It's just right after we crossed the bridge. This looks like the street right here. We'll shoot right down the street and take a look. If they haven't moved, I'll show you the place.
Oh, where's this you're taking me?
I'm taking you to a barber college.
A barber college? I didn't know barbers ever went to college.
Well, sure, certainly they do. Same as doctors and lawyers. I don't think they get educated to use scissors and dumb things.
Well, what do you think of that? They have barber colleges, huh?
Sure. Just the same as other colleges. Only they ain't got no football team.
Oh, I see. Hey, look, Jimmy. There it is, right over there. That's the sign, see?
Uh-huh. That's it. Yeah, sure enough. There it is. Barber College.
Yeah, Barber College.
I'll pull right over here. There. Now listen. Don't slam that. Oh, Robbie, how many times must I tell you not to slam?
Well, I forgot.
Well, now, be careful crossing the street now. You ain't used to these big towns, you know.
Gee, this is a swell-looking place. All right.
It certainly is,
all right. It certainly is. And a sign says, all work done by students. What's that mean, Jimmy?
A student is a monk what's learning to be a barber. Now, walk right in. Hey, yeah?
All right. You're next. Just one chair. One of you'll have to wait.
That's all right. I don't want nothing. Just my pal here. I wonder you should give him a first-class haircut.
This is all right, Jimmy, ain't it? You don't have to wait nor nothing.
Yeah, what I tell you?
Right over here, boy. Fourth chair. Fix this fella up, will you?
Okay, mister. I'll have it cut.
Well, haircut, you know. Cut with his scissors. You know how, don't you?
Cut it short. Give him one that'll stay with him.
Okay.
Sure, cut it short. We're going around East United States for a year, and I don't want to spend a lot of time having me haircut.
Okay.
Hey, Robbie, here. Hey, read the sport page.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Just ease back and tinker in the barber shop at the Ritz.
This is all right, ain't it? This is all right. Hey, Jim, it says in the paper here, Babe Ruth knocking out a homer. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Jimmy.
What?
What's this guy doing to me?
Hey, fella, where'd you learn to cut hair? What are you doing to my pal?
Where did I learn? Didn't you say to get my hair cut that would last a long time?
Oh, Jimmy. Hey, you would get me into a place like this?
Oh, boy. Oh, if you ain't a dish.
What's the matter?
You look like you got a paved highway right down your dome.
What's the matter? What are you laughing at?
You certainly got a swell part in your hair.
What?
2 inches wide.
Well, I don't say nothing to laugh at.
Oh, turn around and look in the mirror. Is that funny or is that funny? Oh.
Let's see.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jimmy. Will you look what that... what am I going to do now? Oh, I can't go around this way.
Robbie, there's only one thing to do. Take the rest of it off and keep your cap on all the time. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jimmy, I can't take it all off. I look like I just come out of the hooskow.
Robbie, I'm sorry. I should have known better. Bringing a guy with a swell head of hair like you got in here. There ain't no use crying over cut hair now.
Come on, do your arguing outside. Next.
You can't leave my hair this way, mister.
I only want one thing to be done, Robbie. You've got to let him clip it all off.
Oh, gee, this is terrible. Well, gee whiz, go ahead and cut it off.
Well, that's what I was going to do anyway.
There's one nice thing about it, Robbie. You won't have to worry none about combing it for a while.
Oh, gee, Jimmy, you shouldn't ought to joke about it like this.
Okay, there you are. Cut short, just as you ordered it. Next.
Gee, Jimmy, let's get out of here quick before something else happens.
All right, fella. Anyhow, I got you a haircut for nothing, just as I promised you.
The only thing I'm glad about is that Elizabeth can't see me now.
Hey, Bobby. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look.
What?
Look.
Where?
Over there by our car.
Where?
Over there across the street. Can't you see him?
Oh, yeah, right by the... Oh, say, you know what it is? That's a cop, ain't it?
And if he ain't writing out a ticket, well, I'll...
Oh, gee, Jimmy, we saved 35 cents for a haircut, and then...
Yeah, and it's going to cost us $5 for parking our car.
Oh.
Oh.